I've got two guests. They're not really guests. They're part of our family, and I could almost just take a break right now. They're going to talk about the Youth Media Center Rewind celebration, which is all set to occur coming up on June 17th, Wednesday. I'll let you each introduce yourself and go right into what it is you'd like to say.
Hi, my name is Clara Gordon. I'm a rising senior at the Winchester Thurston School, and I am currently on the Youth Media Center's Youth Advisory Council, and my partner and I are here.
Hi, my name is Joya. I'm also a rising senior at Winchester Thurston School, and I am the secretary of the Youth Advisory Council here at SLV Radio.
And we're super excited for our Youth Media Center Rewind, as Larry said, on Wednesday, June 17th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
So basically what Rewind is, it's a little event from 3 to 6. We're going to be celebrating all the amazing work that students who come into the Youth Media Center, audio projects, poetry, all those fun things, we're going to celebrate their work this year. We're going to celebrate those work also in two contests. We have the poster contest. Submissions are due on the 15th, so this Monday. What that basically is we have YMC cultural standards, but we like to jazz up those cultural standards, the rules we follow to make sure that the SLB YMC is like a respectful space. We like to make a poster for it, a nice background. So if you have any ideas, anything you want to draw, please submit it. We're going to announce the poster contest winners there. And we also recently had a poetry contest. So we're going to have those winners displaying some of their audio work and pieces. So really excited to hear what they have to share with us.
We'll also have a variety of different activities. So Joya will be leading our...
I'm going to be leading the zine station. So if you don't know what a zine is, that's basically like a mini magazine that you make yourself on any topic. And so we're hoping that everyone will come make their own little zine based on anything they want. And we're also going to have a Polaroid photo booth. So we're going to have a little setup. You can take photos with your friends. So we're hoping that'll be really exciting and you can take home a little souvenir.
Mm-hmm. And we'll also have a ton of food and snacks. We'll provide dinner from Chipotle. And this is just a great way to celebrate student work over the past year, get to know the space, and really everyone is welcome. We really want other people to see the amazing work done here at the Youth Media Center. And just to learn a little bit more, actually in last year's Rewind, Joya was my guest for the Rewind. And
yes, that's true. Yeah, and it was so much fun. And it encouraged me to come join the Youth Media Center to become part of the Youth Media Council. So honestly, I think it's such a great, even though it's the end of the year, introductory experience, and I had a blast. So hopefully a lot of people will come and we can have the same fun that we did last year.
You too did an amazing job, not surprisingly, of describing what happens or what you have planned to happen this coming Wednesday. Can folks just pop in? I don't think they need to make a reservation at this point, right?
Yeah, we have an RSVP on our poster, but there's no need to RSVP. It's really just to gauge how many people we're expecting. So, yeah, there's no need. Just show up, be happy, bring a smiling face, and just be open to learning about what goes on here at the YMC.
And what time does the event begin?
3 p.m.
3 to 6.
Yes.
Right, so 3 to 6 o'clock here at the SLV Radio Youth Media Center. I'm curious if either of you might want to talk about some of the things the Youth Media Center, some of the impacts maybe that it's had on you in terms of things you've had a chance to do or people you wouldn't otherwise have met, or just points of view you may have developed as a result.
I think for me, I joined the Youth Media Center almost 3 years ago. And really, when I joined, I didn't know much outside of, like, I live in Squirrel Hill. I didn't know much outside of the kind of city of Pittsburgh, like Squirrel Hill, Shadyside region. And I got really excited because, especially in our weekly meetings or just weekly catch-ups here at SLB, I got to meet a lot of other students, and we got to collaborate on fun workshops and projects. So I think it's really great to make new friends, but also learn different things. Before this, I was terrible at working with computers and editing and everything, and it really taught me a lot of skills about how to audio edit, video edit, also just social skills, how to talk on the radio, how to interview people, and just be more confident in meeting new people and trying and learning new things.
That was Clara. Choya, what do you think?
I was going to say, I have a very similar experience to Clara. It's only been my first year, but I feel like being at the YMCA and being a part of SLV's community has really changed me in a lot of ways. I used to be oddly, like, particularly shy. I didn't really go out of my, like, comfort bubble a lot. So I feel like coming to the YMC, I've been able to meet so many people that I wouldn't have met from other schools. I've been able to do so many things. I've gotten to write articles for Kidsburg. I've gotten to create audio projects and talk about things that I'm passionate about. So it has honestly, like, boosted my confidence, and it's allowed me to meet new people, create a community, and also just be passionate about what I'm passionate about.
I want to thank you both, too, for having leadership as part of our youth advisory, as part of your youth advisory council, or SLV's youth advisory council. We were very serious about making sure that we have a council that actually has the authority and resources to do things, and it can take a while to get one started. The most important thing is having committed people, and both of you just have done an amazing job this year. A good way for you to learn more is you're listening. You can come, you know, maybe if you don't have kids, or if you're, you know, simply curious about what we do, you can come. If you do have kids, come on by for our Rewind celebration. It's Wednesday, June 17th from 3 to 6 o'clock. I think Clara and Joya would back me up in saying we will make sure you are absolutely welcome, no matter who you are, where you're from. Even if you've got younger children, bring them in. It'll be a lot of fun. Are you, either of you thinking about, I mean, you've got your senior years ahead of you. Are you done for the school year? Did you finish?
Yes.
What
yes.
was your last day?
Last Thursday, so Thursday
the 4th.
Yeah.
You must, oh, wow. So you've had a little bit of time. Pittsburgh Public just got out yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Are you thinking yet about college or what you're going to do after graduating?
Yeah, I just had a college counseling workshop. Were you there, Claire? I don't remember. Yeah, you were. So we're definitely at our school very serious about college. So a little bit nerve-wracking, but definitely a fun experience.
Yeah, and I think this summer, I'm Claire, I'm kind of going to explore staying in Pittsburgh, staying at Pitt I really like, or maybe going elsewhere, but definitely staying close to home. I don't know. I'm a little nervous. I'm trying to make the most out of my senior year coming to SLB, hang out with my friends before going on that next life step into college.
It can feel like a lot of pressure. At least I think so. And hopefully you're getting good support with respect to an understanding that the decisions you make now won't necessarily affect the rest of your life. There's a lot of twists and turns along the way. Are either of you thinking about what you might like to study?
Honestly, I think I have a lot of options. I've definitely considered something in media, something in journalism, because I found that most of the things that I do outside of school do tend to drift towards that. But I've also honestly considered something in biology, biomedical sciences. Those also really have a big space in my heart.
Those are
very different things.
Well, different, but I think that's true in many cases. Why be passionate only about one thing? And it's sometimes very much the case that you can have great skill and more than one thing, too. What about you, Clara?
I'm kind of in between two majors. I might want to double major in global studies or global affairs and business, while I also want to minor in Chinese, just because I really like learning languages, meeting with people, and learning about different cultures, kind of with the global affairs there. And I love math, so putting in the business sense as well.
Wow, you two have great futures ahead of you. We were talking off the air, and I wanted, I thought both Joya and Clara were going to be entering their senior year, but I wanted to confirm that. And when they told me that was the case, I kind of got a big smile on my face and said, great, that means you'll still stay active with the Youth Advisory Council and with SLP for at least another year, I hope. Again, just recap, it's Wednesday, June 17th, poster contest, the poetry contest, and lots of fun. Anything else you want to mention about Wednesday?
Honestly, please, everybody, please show up. I think we're going to have a really great time, and we'd love to see you there. So please show up.
Yeah, and we have a lot of fun lined up. Just as Joya said, show up. And yeah, everyone is welcome. So we'd love to see you there.
I'll be there, and we'll be looking forward to it. Thanks to both of you for being here today, especially on a busy Saturday.
Thank you. Joya, thank you so much.
Joya and Clara from our Youth Advisory Council.